Everything was perfect. Things that didn't go right, they didn't stay in the temple. So I started talking to my body and telling my body and telling the devil, you can't put this on me. It's not mine because this is the temple. Now I know I'm surrounded by the angels. They can't get through my shield. Hallelujah. But if you talk to it and it start coming, speak to it immediately, because this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's healed by the stripes of Jesus, cleansed by the blood. And you start expecting that, and you start working that, and you start expecting that, building yourself up, going into to the word, saying those healing confessions. Bishop has Kenneth Hagin's healing CD, and we need to make our own. But he plays that thing 2 and 3 times a night. Whenever he wakes up, he just turns it back on and plays, because that is getting into our spirit. You get that into your spirit, and you talk to your body. And you talk to that situation and tell it what to do. And you decree and declare that this temple is clean, this temple is pure, this temple is whole. And then, of course, we have to watch what we eat, and we have to exercise. We have to get a proper amount of rest. But I'm telling you, this temple is so valuable to God, because this is what he uses to preach the gospel. This is what he uses to lay hands on the sick. This is what he uses to spread his joy and his peace. So this body and this temple is profitable to him. So he's not going to put sickness on it to teach you something. So when you get to know who he is and know who you are in Christ Jesus, and you find it by getting into the word for yourself and getting that word down in your heart, and you will find just how well it works. I'm in tune with the Holy Ghost in a lot of things, and I'm still working on some things. About Wednesday or Thursday one, he told me to wear this, what I'm wearing today. He said, wear some jeans, your boots, and I had just bought this top, getting ready to send it back. He said, no, you keep that top and you wear that. And I said, Lord, I said, I'm never going to wear these boots again because they hurt my feet. So he reminded me, you know, if they're tight or whatever, you can stick a wet cloth in a shoe. Not a cheap one, but a good shoe. And it'll get damp and it'll stretch with your feet when you wear it. But I put it on and it was still hurting my toe. And I said, this is part of the temple of the Holy Ghost. You will not hurt. The side of my foot was hurting. You will not hurt because this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It has been cleansed. And that little pain that right on the toe is leaving right now. I believe this stuff. I believe this stuff. People of the world, even people who are born again but have no insight, who don't pray the Ephesian prayer that the God of our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will give unto me the spirit of wisdom. You know this prayer. They don't understand this stuff. So they let the devil put anything on them. You rise up, because God needs a healthy army to go forth spreading this gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And we are praying for him to thrust out laborers into the harvest. Don't you know you weren't going to be one of those that's thrust out? So get ready to go. Amen. I want you to know we love you and appreciate you. We're here at CFC, and the enemy has been trying to do some stuff, but he can't. Where God reigns, I wanted them to keep on singing that song. Where God reigns, the devil has no power. So let him reign in your life. Young women, God said, be godly women. It's just time to stop fornicating. It's time to stop going to the porn sites. It's time to stop gossiping and cussing. It's don't get into the drugs. And if you're into drugs, God will help you get delivered. And all that's time to stop lying and cheating to get a government check. It's just time to live holy. Say, it's time to live holy. Say, it's time to live holy. Say, it's time to live holy. That's what God requires of me. So that's what he requires of me. Say it. So that's what he requires of me. To live holy. To live holy. Say,
I am holy.
Because he said so.
I've been made righteous.
Because he said so. So I'm going to live like he says to live. Let me back up. If you need help from the check or whatever, I'm not putting that down. I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying live holy. Live holy. Don't be lying and cheating. Because you can't take it to heaven. Amen. I'm going to encourage you to come, not just to support Bishop, but I know Bishop has a word this evening. And we go down to Calhoun City to Pastor Stephon's church, and